Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello, and welcome back to the show in episode 668. Does your teenager spend a lot of time in their room alone? This has come up a couple of times recently in my sessions with parents. And I think it's pretty common for, teens to spend a lot of time in their rooms. And I think it's also pretty common for parents to worry about how much time kids are spending in their rooms alone. Some of this is completely developmentally normal and nothing to be concerned about. Dr. Peter Marshall is the author of a book called Now I Know Why Tigers Eat Their Young. And in this, he says, privacy is important for teens, partly because they need to separate. It's tempting to think that they're just goofing off, but they spend a large part of their time just thinking about things, trying to figure out who they are, who they want to become. There's a lot of work for them to do, and they need some space to do it. So it really is quite normal for teens to pull away, separate, spend more time in their rooms as they become teenagers. And it can be really hard for us as parents because we're missing the younger version of them that wanted to show us what they just made or play a game with us or watch me do this thing in the pool or whatever they wanted us to pay attention to. Younger kids want our attention desperately. And I'm sure if you have younger kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They're craving our attention, craving, calling for it in every way they possibly can. And then suddenly they become teenagers and we don't even know they're home half the time because they're up in their rooms. And it feels weird and foreign and it can feel a little bit scary and disturbing and worrying. But I'm here to assure you that there's no need for alarm, no need for concern. If your child is spending a little bit more time in their room than they used to, and they're a teenager, it's perfectly normal. Now, I'm not trying to say that if your teen is spending an alarming amount of time alone, that you shouldn't be concerned. Or if your teen is displaying some concerning behaviors or has made some concerning remarks about their mental health and well-being, of course, you need to follow up on that and investigate and see if they need some kind of help because we certainly don't want our kids to need help and not be getting it. But if the only change you're noticing is that they're spending more time in their room alone, but they seem to be well-adjusted and happy. I don't like to use the word happy because that's a fleeting emotion, but they seem well-adjusted and comfortable in their lives, and they're maintaining friendships, and their grades are as they used to be. You know, they haven't tumbled down, or they haven't suddenly switched to a whole new peer group, or had a peer group, and now they have no friends, and they're just staying in their room all the time. If any of those kinds of behaviors are happening, or comments being made, that concern you, by all means, please look into that, because we don't want to let our kids be flapping out in the wind, needing help, and their pleas for help are going unheard. But if they're just hanging out in their room more than they used to, don't worry about it. Now, you can grieve the loss of their younger self, that's for sure. I remember doing that when my oldest son started hanging out in his room by himself more. And even now, he's 20 years old. Sometimes I really miss his younger self that constantly wanted to play games with me or go on a bike ride or whatever he wanted to do. He loved to play card games and play with his cars and stuff like that. I do. Even at 20 years old, I miss that younger version of him. I love that younger version of him. But I also love the 20-year-old version of him. He's like a different person in many ways. He's an adult, and it's fun to have adult conversations with him and see how he sees the world now, which is very different than how he saw it when he was a little kid. So it's okay to miss that younger version when they used to want to be around you all the time. But if that's the only thing that's changed, don't feel too concerned about it, because it is very developmentally normal. So this has come up in a few coaching sessions recently, and I always know when it keeps coming up, somebody else out there needs to hear it. So that's my message for you today. That wraps up today's show. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very non-worried day. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.